Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt. We're in patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
And boy, we've got some fantastic updates for you guys that you're really going to appreciate hearing. I mean, you know, when we talk about the truth of God being black and white, that means, well, truth is black and white. It's because it's logical, right?
Exactly.
The whole basis, the whole premise of truth is logic, right?
Yeah, it's not my truth or your truth. It's the truth.
The truth. There is only one truth.
Exactly. There is only one truth.
Otherwise, I mean, that's the whole definition of truth is one thing. There can only be one definition,
right?
Period. Otherwise, it's just a collage.
Right. Exactly.
A collage of whatever you want it to be, whatever you feel like it ought to be, like art.
that's the cool thing about God's word, is because it just sets the standard for so many, for the things that matter.
Right.
Right.
So. Well, yeah. And so, you know, like as kind of getting ready to point in the direction that the black and white truth of God also is reflected in the law, and also reflected in serving justice in the law.
Right.
Right.
And how hard they work to twist things. Like this, the truth is, this is a table.
Right.
Well, it depends. If I sit upon it, it might be, to me, a chair. No, it's a table. You're sitting on the table.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yes, it's the clever silver tongue of the wordsmither.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? You know, and that's where most people get lost and they can't stay on point.
Right.
Is when somebody with some clever little, well, what if this and what if that, and paring the truth down to a hair instead of like a whole
yes.
word, you know, they pare it down to a couple dots and say, well, this little dot isn't, you know, that big of a deal. And pretty soon they've whittled the truth to nothing. And
pretty soon they've got themselves worked up to where they can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl.
Exactly. And who does that work for? That works for Satan.
Yes.
That works so well for him, because then you can pull over anything.
Right. The truth. Here's the truth. You're playing into Satan's hands.
What's that statement that if you can make people believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities?
That's right.
I think that's Voltaire that said that.
I can't remember who said it, but you're probably right.
I'm thinking. I'd have to look it up. But that's true. That is the whole purpose of whittling away the truth. And that's exactly what we saw happen in Nazi Germany. They whittled it away and kept repeating horrible lies until people were willing to commit atrocities over it.
Well, and here we are again.
Yep.
Look at the absurdities that they're trying to pass off as truth, my truth, your truth, subjective truth.
Right.
Now
to the detriment of little children.
Now here comes the atrocities.
Yep, that's right.
Right. So right on schedule.
Exactly. That's that's exactly what comes out of all of that. And
right.
And it's just shocking how quickly the upright, righteous, stand-up people of America have let that happen.
Right.
You know, but we do have good news to report today. We've all been watching Biden get away with just bloody murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, the communist coup puppet, you know, the CCP
right.
guy in front of this whole communist coup that stole our 2020 election. Well, guess what? It's finally catching up to him. And so we've got news to report on that today.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get to that.
Well, good. I can't either. I'm looking forward to that. What I really want to do now, you know, like you and I were talking about, he's kind of just this bumbling, shuffling, mumbling individual who's old, his mind's going, you almost kind of feel bad for him. But if you look at his speeches, and presentations as a senator from 10, you know, 20 years ago,
right,
forever ago, he was quite the arrogant, pompous. He was
fairly cunning.
He was, oh yeah, he was a notch above, just, he's right there with Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
You know, but more, more predatory, right. I think.
Yep.
And, but what I would like to see is those pulling the levers behind the curtain. I want to see them go down.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, this is great news about Biden and the whole Biden crime family.
Right.
And this is their, you know, they're what they've sown, they're about ready to reap. And, you know, we're hopeful in that because some people are really bringing it to them. But there are a lot of people that needed to go down for the destruction of America.
Oh,
you know, for what they've done.
Oh, definitely. And but, already know who all of them are. I mean, not even getting into the WEF, you know, even just on our own soil.
Oh,
we could just
keep ourselves busy full time, just taking out all the enemies within.
I know.
You know, without even dealing with them out there. But I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day.
That's right.
Today.
That's right. Because like John Hagee said in his last sermon that we watched here on Saturday, he stated, "The victory is ours through Christ our Lord." So no matter what is going on in the world, I think it's still kind of a win-win because we're fighting, we're standing up for what is right, what is truth, and we're standing up for God and His laws, and so that is winning no matter what. I mean,
that's
even
right.
If you don't win, you stood up for the right thing and you still won. You know
yes.
what I mean? You did the right thing when you needed to do the right thing. But in the end, no matter what happens up until that point, our victory is already ours through Christ Lord. So we can't lose. We can't lose. Every time we do the right thing, it's like victory.
That's right.
Okay. So
absolutely.
So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 through 8, which read under the title, "Be united, joyful, and in prayer. I implore Yodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." And that's it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What a great one.
Yep.
You know, it seems to me that was the word of the day not too long back, maybe in the fall. We hit on that one again.
Right. Yep.
And it just can't be repeated often enough. This is one worth printing out, making a little poster of and hanging on the wall.
Right. Oh, definitely. Because this is kind of like the list of the fruits of the spirit, you know, like as opposed to the fruits of the flesh, you know,
Christian character.
Exactly. And this was what I turned to randomly when I prayed to the Lord on Saturday morning, asking, you know, what I needed to be focusing on. And it was, this came about twice that day. And, once Saturday and again from a different source on Sunday. Hmm. And so I felt like, maybe I should be sharing that with all of you as well, because the random turning and then the other, source on Sunday is directed at causing people to pay attention to their thoughts,
mm-hmm.
what they're thinking about, and the
and taking control of those thoughts.
Yes, exactly.
And yeah.
and focusing on, well, that whole list, what is true, noble, just, especially for today, like what we're going to cover, focus on what is just, right, pure, lovely, and of good report. And because before you and I had mentioned that it must just be pure torment to the Lord to always have access and have to listen to the whole world's thoughts that are continually evil and
right,
low base, you know what I mean? Kind of like gutter type thoughts, yeah, awful things or evil thoughts, schemes, those kind of things. And it must just plague the Lord to, mm-hmm, have to hear all of those horrible thoughts day in and day out for thousands of years.
Yeah, continuously.
And so it's no wonder he wants his children, all of us who read his word, to focus on those good things, that his mind gets to rest when he's listening to our thoughts,
right,
finally. You know what I mean? Like a reprieve for him, like, oh, thank goodness, there's somebody that's actually got a positive outlook. You know, they're not complaining. They're not, you know,
scheming.
They're not lying.
They're not wicked continuously. And
yeah, they're not busy hating people in their thoughts or chewing some family member out in their thoughts. You know,
right,
what I mean? So I just, I really took that to heart, because that's something that all of us need to be held accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
And
he says we will be.
Yes, exactly.
And that's, last week I was saying, you know, isn't it kind of interesting or kind of astounding actually that we could be a blessing to him?
Right.
Us little crumbs could, yep, actually, he could be blessed by us. Well, that's how.
Yep.
You know, when you do these things, you're focused on things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of good report and virtuous. You know, when that's where our minds are, that's a blessing to him.
Yes, exactly.
And like you said, what a relief,
yeah,
it must be for him to go, oh, there's one that's not totally, thoroughly debauched.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. well, that and... As well, it says that you are a believer if you are acting on the word. If you have repented and truly changed, that your heart is changed. And what is he referring to in your heart? It's your thoughts.
Right.
If you know, not only your actions, not only your outward actions have changed, but your inward thoughts of your heart has actually changed.
Right.
That now that you are a believer, you believe what he says, you're following in his ways, your thoughts are in the right direction.
Yep.
And so, you know, if you're looking for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that's what the anointing is about, is true repentance.
Yeah.
Repentance in your thoughts and learning to take those thoughts captive. And yeah, so that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a really great scripture to have as a guidebook, you know,
right,
a hiking guide,
right,
you know,
yeah,
through life.
Yep.
So yeah, really good one. We'll put that out again one more time. This Philippians.
That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 2-8.
There we go. Good.
Yep.
Well, that's definitely something good to meditate on. It even says meditate on, yeah, these things.
Yes, it does.
Right? So
that's right.
How appropriate.
Yep.
All right, well, got that down there, and we'll go ahead and take a break. You guys stick around. This is The Morning Commute, and segment one was brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready so you don't get left behind for what's coming. You don't want to be here for it, and he gave you a way out. So go and read up on that at JesusAppears.com, and stick around. We'll be back right after these messages.
How can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, and in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington, on 96.5 FM and AM 630. I want to thank you guys who support us. We are listener supported. So we thank you for prayerfully considering that to help support us and keep us on the air. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab there and find out the different ways that you can help support us. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two with a pretty good little lineup here.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic news, actually. First of all, we've got Ron DeSantis just signed a new bill into law that will authorize the death penalty for child rapists within his state. It says here the new bill is called HB 1297, and it overwhelmingly passed the Florida legislature last month. In the Florida House, it passed 95-14, and in the Florida Senate, it passed 34-5. And now that it's officially on the books, this new law will allow those individuals who have been found guilty of raping children under the age of 12 to be sentenced to execution. This death sentence does not require a unanimous jury decision. What this will mean in practice is that in the state of Florida, a prosecutor will only need the approval of 8 out of 12 jurors to be able to go ahead with a sentence of capital punishment. Can I just say three cheers to Ron DeSantis for
Hurrah,
that?
Absolutely. Is there any other suitable punishment?
There is
that?
None. Exactly. I mean, if the parents had their way,
you know,
they would want to be able to do it themselves.
Right. Yeah, well, if I had my way, they'd be hung in the public square and it would be on primetime television and they would sit there until their bodies rotted off the rope.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean,
and
seriously.
That's the standard parent's reaction to that kind of horror.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like we're reading about all of these migrant children, these illegal immigrant children that are being trafficked, the people that are receiving them, they're not being vetted at all. It's just whoever puts their name out there to get them, gets them. And so like one guy that the whistleblower that spoke to the Senate in Congress, she pointed out, said that one guy, he's some single guy and in Florida, that's what I can't wait for.
Yeah.
He's in Florida and he has 44 of these little children, little tiny kids. He's some single guy, unvetted. Who is this guy? Nobody knows.
Right.
But he's got 44 little kids in his house. What the world is going on there?
I know.
And she said that was common. And so, oh boy.
Yeah, that was not a rare exception. That is
right. That's kind
all
of
too
normal
yeah.
for these poor little children. And so, good, just great job, DeSantis. I just give you a huge thumbs up. I hope other states follow suit with that as well. And so, more good news coming from the whole House Committee on the whole thing from the House Oversight Committee is coming out from Marjorie Taylor Greene's channel that I just, oh my gosh, she's got some fantastic updates here. It says that we have been investigating the Biden family since day one of the Republican House majority. And thanks to a courageous whistleblower, we now have evidence tying Joe Biden himself directly to a pay-for-play crime scheme with foreign nationals. So, oh my gosh, hooray for that.
Yes.
They've got the whistleblower. They've got the direct evidence tying it to the communist coup puppet himself.
Right.
And, you know, what's funny is she even used quotes saying, tying it to, quote unquote, the big guy, right? Because that's how they all refer to him, including Hunter Biden always refers to his dad either as Pedo Pete or as the big guy.
Right.
And that's what all of these people that they're taking money for pay to play schemes from refer to Joe Biden as the big guy, right? Which is a joke in and of itself. The rest of the world is laughing at him and they're all calling him the big guy. But you know, what's an interesting point is apparently in some cases, whistleblowers who come forward are paid a lot of money. And I didn't know that. But this here from the dailyhodl.com says that U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, says it issued the largest ever award in the history of the regulatory agency's whistleblower program. According to a new press release, the SEC awarded $279 million to a whistleblower who provided information and assistance that led to successful enforcement actions. And see, I was surprised. And so I hope all the other agencies are offering money to whistleblowers as well, like the whistleblower that was just talking to the Oversight Committee. I hope that these people are getting paid. That would be awesome. And so
that's some pretty good incentive to come forward.
No kidding.
Wow.
Well, and so we've got this clip here from Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she is talking with Kimberly Guilfoyle, and you're going to want to hear what she has to say in this clip. Go ahead and listen now.
Well, it's explosive, and we've said from the beginning when Republicans took the majority on the Oversight Committee, our investigation was not into Hunter Biden and the laptop. Our investigation was into Joe Biden himself. And I'm very thankful to our chairman, Jamie Comer, who's doing a great job leading our oversight committee and the staff that is working overtime to help reveal all of this information. It was shocking to me when we went into the Treasury just a few weeks ago and read the SARS reports on the Biden family. There wasn't just one or two SARS reports, which are bank-produced suspicious activity reports. There were over 200, Kimberly.
Wow.
This is something that doesn't exist on the Trump family, but it is overwhelming on the Biden family. And the evidence that we read there in these reports were alleged crimes like human sex trafficking, money laundering, and all of the bank accounts involved and the people involved. Through our oversight committee and thankfully subpoena power, because the American people gave us the majority, and that gives us subpoena power. We were able to subpoena bank records associated with all of these bank accounts and wire transfers that we read about in the SARS reports in the Treasury Department. And what we've seen in these bank records are evidence of true crimes, where we are seeing wire transfers from countries like China, Ukraine, former Soviet Union countries, UAE, African countries, countries all over the world, associated with very mysterious accounts, very likely linked with foreign nationals and foreign governments. And this money would be wire transferred into LLCs, which are fake shell companies. And from those shell companies, money would be paid out to individual Biden family members. I mean, seeing the evidence is mind-blowing, and the American people deserve to know the truth. But what we're doing now, the news that came out, is we have subpoenaed FBI Director Christopher Wray and a particular form, FD-1023, that will produce the evidence that this very brave whistleblower has brought forth that links this kind of influence peddling, pay-to-play schemes directly to Joe Biden when he was Vice President of the United States.
Well, and that is so great to hear that. I mean, I love that kind of news. And she finishes up the statement here in her posting. It says, "The most pathetic and disgusting thing about all of this is that Washington knows all about the Biden's corruption and embarrassing vile behavior and does nothing. Without full control, Republicans in the House must use the power of the budget and appropriations to remove those who abuse their power to protect criminal elites. And that is how we drain the swamp.
Yep.
So good for her. And I'm relieved that even though they don't have the full authority to do quite as much as they want to do, they're still doing everything they can within their power.
Well, they're definitely pulling this stuff from out of the shadows into the light.
Right.
And the cockroaches are scurrying and scrambling right now.
Oh, yeah.
But, and you know, this is, I think what they're going to find is this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we know that is just the tip of the iceberg. But what I'm saying is the evidence that will actually highlight it. And to see these whistleblowers coming forward and laying out the evidence is just astounding.
Right.
Now, we'll see what comes of it.
Well, and the other interesting part is that Representative James Comer he already mentioned to the Department of Justice, because apparently they know what's going on. They know about all of this direct evidence that they have dug up.
Right.
And so now DOJ is scrambling, and apparently it looks like stuff is going to start happening in the DOJ as of Wednesday.
Yes.
And in fact, Representative Comer even told the DOJ not to indict even Hunter Biden before Wednesday, because by Wednesday they will have the full lineup of all the evidence that is going to incriminate Joe Biden, as well as Hunter Biden.
That's
The whole family, the whole crime family.
Let them all go down. Let them just burn them all down.
Burn in flames.
Yep. Now, I've got another update here, too, from Slay News. This is very promising and a long time coming. The Arizona Supreme Court has backed Carrie Lake, ordering a hearing on the signature verification violations.
Oh, yes.
This just came out yesterday afternoon. While granting one sanction, the Supreme Court denied attorney's fees requested by the defendants. You know, Katie Hobbs, they're trying to sue for, you know, attorney's fees. And so this is going to be very interesting. We're going to be following this, you know, this week, and be bringing you some more updates tomorrow. But
that is the good news. That is justice being served.
That's right. All right, guys, you be safe out there, and you have a blessed day. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You'll have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.